important stuff, and I wonder if it was much clearer policy of just how we would operate given them.
Well, the biggest probability is that we would be right inside of the Labour Party, building it, operating as its left wing, pushing for a radical program of the Labour Party. That's the biggest clearest variant, I would say. Now, you can't project every possibility here. But our role in the 40s was to act as the spokesman for the Labour Party development on the basis that the working class needs its own party. And we were the militant section there, pushed for a Labour Party to have a radical program. And our idea was that if it formed, even if it was on a reference basis, we would be in there trying to change this program to a radical program. And be the and play the role of a left wing in that organization, and that's essentially the role that the Comrades in Canada have played. Say, they were inside the new Democratic Party, playing a role as much as they could until some of them have been expelled, others have stayed in and keep on working now. Yeah.
Well, that's the point. I wasn't sure whether it was thought of that it would be possible through our efforts and the lessons of that struggle, to convert the possibility of us to convert a Labour Party into a party capable of making the revolution, or whether we thought that instead it would be a section of the Fourth International doing it.
The best possible variant would be to convert the Labour Party into a Trotskyist party. That would be the best variant. And it isn't excluded depending on circumstances, but that isn't the most probable variant. Most probable variant is the development of fairly strong reference leadership in which we would be in combat with and carry on the struggle. And
in New Zealand, one area in Auburn, we have a whole number of comrades who is the equivalent to the organizer of a branch of the Labour Party within the city. That's rather significant.
I think it's clear that our role in the union still would be that of acting as the best exponent for a Labour Party development. Now, how far we would go in these situations would depend upon, I think, the consultation with the national office, and that would be judged on the basis of what the local situation is to the national situation. But that's a rare case. Basically, now all we do is propagandize for it. Yeah.
What is the party's position on comrades who are in the trade unions running for election to offices? And do we have any comrades who hold positions in trade unions above shop stewards? Or even including shop stewards?
Well, I know that we do have some isolated cases here and there of comrades acting as shop stewards. That's generally a rare case because in most situations, the shop steward is caught right between the needs of the men on one side and the pressure of the bureaucracy on the other, and they get picked off. So it's a question of judging the specific circumstance, which is done with the consultation with the national office. Now, we have had in the past members who have played. Have been in posts in the union movement. With the period of the McCarthyite pressure, all that disappeared. Now, there isn't any real arbitrary rule that says that we can't run for office. It's possible in specific circumstances, where the opportunities are such. And it might be possible that we might even win people to posts in the coming period, depending on circumstances again. But I'm saying these become very complex and tricky questions. The basic problem is that we don't want to get our people in a position where they're out on a limb and can't operate and get caught short and get chopped out and out of the industry. I mean, that's pointless. It'd be much better to play a more cautious role and keep them in the industry for a better opportunity. But each case is different. You can't make a general rule on that. So. Andy?
Yeah, I think
oh, okay.